There's a lot of football today because at 12 o'clock, the legal tampering period begins with NFL free agency involving both the Giants and the Jets. And the New York Jets are on the board with what I like to call a no-brainer trade. There are certain moves that a team makes, and you can argue it. You can say, that's too much. I don't like it. I don't love this. They gave up a freaking late-round draft pick for a two-time all-pro safety who's 29 years old. They gave him a brand new contract of 3 years and $30 million. And for a defense that needs a whole lot of adding Minka Fitzpatrick and giving up nothing is a rare good day and good moment for the New York Jets.
Yeah, when you look at the Jets last year, one of the glaring weaknesses was their secondary, in particular their safety positions. Andre Sisco was bad when he came over. Tony Adams was even worse. Those guys are free agents. They will not be signed. I mean, you hope you get something out of Malachi Moore, who was a fourth-round pick last year, who would be the other strong safety in this situation. But Minka Fitzpatrick is such an interesting case because we all remember, 4 years ago, he got traded from Miami
right
to Pittsburgh, and we thought, oh, this is going to be fantastic for him. He's going to turn into an all-pro top-end safety, but for whatever reason, his production declined. He was not effective. He battled a little bit of injury here and there, and he wasn't the same player. He goes back to Miami, and he gets back into that Pro Bowl type of quality, a guy who can play deep and also down in the box. So it's a good early deal for the Jets. This is not free agency. That hasn't started yet. The Jets have a lot to do in free agency. Safety was a position we thought they would address.
Yes.
But quarterback, they still need. Edge, they still need. Offensive line, they still need. Maybe another wide receiver. But they got the free agency period started with a trade that I think benefits them in the short and long term.
So far, and it is still the early going of the Mookie era, he knows what he's doing.
Yes.
He really does, because this is a nice little steal to start free agency. Now, card is subject to change. And I want to make this crystal clear to Darren Mooji. I can't say his name anymore because of the Joe clip.
Daryl, Mr. Smiles, Mooji.
Thank you, Joe. If you actually decide to add Geno freaking Smith and Carson freaking Wentz, and trust me, okay, I'd like to use a different word.
Right.
If you add those two stiffs to the quarterback room, then I got to question your sanity, or you're just tanking.
Well,
that's what you're doing.
I don't think it's tanking, Evan. I think it is, what else can we do? Because we talk about the guys that we believe are best for the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray's he's cut. He's going to be free. He can do whatever he wants. He's not going to get traded to the Jets. So he's going to go where he wants to go, likely to the Minnesota Vikings, as you and I speculated about. Mac Jones, whether you love him or hate him, whatever, he's not free. And so unless you trade for him, you're not getting him. Tua Tagovailoa, what do you want? Do you really love him?
I prefer two over those two. I'll be honest with you.
Probably, but I think that there just aren't a ton of options. So what it's going to come down to is, who does Frank Reich want to work with? And if Frank Reich gets the pick, because he is the CEO of the offense, as we've heard, he's likely to pick Carson Wentz.
If they're allowing Frank Reich to pick the quarterback and his selection is Carson Wentz and or Geno Smith, then the New York Jets made a mistake hiring Frank Reich. I'm going to be blunt with you, and I am no Tua fan, but Tua is a much better option than Carson Wentz and Geno Smith.
There's more upside, for sure.
Yeah, well, ask yourself this. All right, now I am trying to be very, very calm today. I'm using my tiredness to help me. No screaming and yelling, just strong opinions in a very calm, soothing way. Where the hell is Geno Smith taking you? Where the hell is Carson Wentz taking you? And while every single Dolphin fan can call up today and say, Tua sucks, Tua this, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Mm-hmm.
There is an upside to him,
yes,
far greater than Carson Wentz and Geno Smith. And a few other things about those gentlemen. I'll start with Wentz. He's been on a different team every year.
Five straight years. He's been on a different team.
And he rubs people the wrong way in the locker room.
Right.
Now, whether that's over religion or something else, I don't know. I don't even care.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's just some great guy in the room.
I got to tell you, if they signed Carson Wentz, it would feel like a favor to Carson Wentz.
Well, we're not in the business of doing
favors. I understand this. I'm just saying. This would be my cynical reaction to Carson Wentz being the Jets quarterback. He's just doing him a favor.
Well,
Frank Reich is doing him a favor to help hopefully get his career back on track. Again, I hate the Carson Wentz signing.
Thank you.
I haven't liked him any place that he's been. I'm being honest. Man. I mean, obviously in Philadelphia, it was like, oh, God, we hate Carson Wentz because he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in football. And then he wasn't. And then from that point on, you haven't liked anywhere he's been.
You said something before. A lot of us have said it. Well, there aren't good options. There just aren't good options.
Right.
Just because there aren't good options doesn't mean you take the worst options.
I agree.
Like, I made a list of 28 quarterbacks. All right. I'm not telling you number one is amazing. But what I am telling you is I'd rather sign the guys that we rank 1 through 10 over the guys ranked 10 through 28.
Yes.
And quite frankly, Carson Wentz and Geno Smith, if that's truly where the Jets go, and Zach Rosenblatt has reported that, he thinks that's where they're going. Connor Hughes has. Mm-hmm. And look, maybe nobody knows anything. I mean, maybe Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn are really keeping things close to the vest, and no one actually knows what they're going to do. But I apologize. Here's the way I look at a signing of Carson Wentz. Either you're tanking or you're an idiot. It's one or the other. Mm. And the problem with the tanking aspect, because I know that would be the popular opinion, is you just traded for a 4- or 5-time Pro Bowler in Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's in the prime of his career.
Right. You're not trying to lose.
Right. When you add a guy like that, you're trying to win.
100%.
He's 29 years old. He'll be 30 in the middle of the season. I'm excited about the move. You want to know why? Because I like winning. I don't win a lot,
but
I like the idea of winning.
But I got to tell you, that's why it's encouraging to me. Because last week when we talked about this, this is mostly about the quarterbacks last week when we were talking about the Jets.
Yes.
You have to get a quarterback who's going to help you win now. It's not about setting yourself up for 2027's draft pick. Win now. The Minkah Fitzpatrick move tells you that they are interested in creating a winner now, period.
Yeah.
And so now it's about finding whether in this legal tampering period, you're not getting it in the draft, and maybe you get lucky and Ty Simpson or whoever the heck you pick in the 3rd or 4th or 5th round turns out to be a player. The challenge is going to be the quarterback for the New York Jets. And we're going to find out in 2 hours what that looks like. Because just for those that are not familiar, the legal tampering period has evolved over the last couple of years, and particularly this year. The Jets and any other team can have 5 calls with free agents. So there's 5 free agents that you can have a video or phone call with. So you can get to know them a little bit more than just having a conversation with the agent, which is how it usually has taken place in this legal tampering period. Like, you know you want my guy.
Yeah.
My guy wants you. Let's get this thing done. As soon as Saquon Barkley becomes a free agent, he signs with the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, that was all through agents. Even though Howie Roseman kind of got a little bit of trouble that he might have tampered with Saquon Barkley directly. But now you can do that.
Right.
And so I don't know who the Jets have talked to, but I'm sure they've talked to some players and some people who they want in free agency. And that's going to be an indication of who they're going to go after right away.
So here's the way it's written about this subtle change, according to Tom Pelissero, and it's a significant change with this window beginning. Clubs may conduct 1 video or phone call, a maximum of 1 hour, with up to 5 free agents,
yes,
rather than communicating strictly through their agents as they've done in past years. This proposal was set up by the Pittsburgh Steelers. So each call can last a maximum of 1 hour.
I doubt that they last an hour, by the way, unless there's some kind of relationship that already exists.
Right.
What the hell are you talking to some dude for an hour for?
I agree.
It's probably like 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
What is there to say?
Exactly. Hey, man, I want you. Do you like us? Well, you know, tell us what I would do here.
You know how sometimes you have a thought when you have a lot of time to think about it? You have a few weeks. This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to do. So we've spent a lot of time talking about the Jet quarterback situation, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
And I have given you my opinions on it. Well, we're on the precipice of decisions being made. It's 10:09 a.m. The legal tampering period begins at noon. Not that the Jets are going to sign a quarterback at 12:01, but they can, right?
Yes.
And so now that we're right here, my emotions as a Jet fan, and I admit, as a season ticket holder, as someone who wants to go to games and be entertained, but also be set up for a chance of being great someday, I will tell you where my head lies on these quarterbacks. I would aggressively go after Kyler Murray and Malik Willis.
Yeah, I would agree.
Those are the two guys where if you break the glass today, Rosie, and we will break the glass on any significant NFL move, and really any move with the Jets and Giants,
right,
and we'll react to it. If you break the glass and say, yeah, Kyler Murray's headed to the Jets, I'd be ecstatic. And it's not because I think he's going to morph into a Hall of Famer, but that would give me hope.
It's risky, but you know that when he's on, he's good.
And I can also convince myself, and convince my 5-year-old, hey, this could turn into something great. You can't do that with Carson Wentz.
I got to tell you, too, even if he's not great and just kind of average, he'll be entertaining.
Correct.
You will, and your season ticket seats, a 50-yard line, upper deck, you are going to enjoy the hell out of watching a guy like Kyler Murray because he's entertaining.
And I don't know. And look, I'm a diehard Jet fan. I'll watch every game. You know the way the diehards are. But I don't know how, as a reasonable person, you could excite yourself to watch a football team that's quarterbacked by Carson Wentz under Geno Smith.
No.
The only way you can do it, here's the caveat, and this will be my spin eventually if this is what they do, if they go to the lousy quarterback route, is that they better draft a young quarterback, and we're going to be screaming and yelling, start that guy soon. And that's not ideal. Like, it's not ideal to say they better get Ty Simpson. They better. But I'm telling you, if they end up with a quarterback room of Carson Wentz and Geno Smith, I'm going to be sitting there. Most of us are saying, boy, you better draft a quarterback because we can't sit here for 17 weeks and watch that crap.
Yeah.
We can't do it. As a fan, as a consumer, as a football fan, we cannot watch Carson Wentz. And to Frank Reich, and I know Boomer, your buddy's with him, and I understand he's a good dude and he's up for the challenge. If he's leading the charge to Carson Wentz, then the Jets made a mistake hiring him. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it because I'm a moron who will watch every game, but I can't do it. At least hypothetically on March 9th, I can tell you, I can't do this. You know, do not sign those men.
You know, the problem with this from a fan base standpoint is that you're not, even if Frank Reich says all the right things and Carson Wentz says all the right things, you're not going to have a positive belief in it.
No.
You're just going to expect the worst.
Of course.
And there is no way around that. I mean, what you mentioned earlier is so rare for quarterbacks. And he's not even that old. Carson Wentz has been on 5 different teams in the last 5 years. You know how hard that is to do?
It's
even backups. Even the guy who's like the perennial, never going to be a starter, hold a clipboard guy for a decade and a half does not bounce that much.
You're right.
So either... each team is bad or it's the guy.
Well, what do you think it is?
It's Carson.
Okay, so why would you be in a rush even interested in bringing that into your locker room?
The only reason this is getting any play is because of his prior relationship with Frank Reich when he was with the Philadelphia Eagles as their offensive coordinator. And Carson Wentz had a really good start to his career.
And Indianapolis.
That's the only reason. Yeah. And obviously he brought him to Indianapolis. But also in Indianapolis... he was terrible there.
Yeah,
it's not like he was lasted there. That was one of the 5 stops.
The hope I have, and this is with all due respect to Connor Hughes, a great reporter, Zach Rosenblatt, another great reporter, is that they don't actually know what the Jets are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is educated speculation and that the Jets are doing a really good job of keeping things close to the vest. That's my hope of what they're doing.
Right.
Now, I mentioned to you, I flew in this morning into Newark Airport and was somehow able to make it on time. We got a guy on hold who's claiming he was on the plane with me this morning.
Wow.
But he didn't say hi. Huh. So I don't even know if it's true. Alex in Middletown, you were flying in this morning, bro?
Yeah, I was flying in this morning. And good morning, by the way, guys.
Good morning.
I'm like, I didn't want to bother you. I didn't want to bother you. I saw you, you know, you were in conversation. And I'm like, whatever, the gates got changed. But I saw you on the plane and you were sitting on the other side in a row back. And I'm like, there's no way he's working today. There's no way. So we deplaned, and I saw you take it off. I'm like, oh, I guess he's working today. But
yes,
that's really, how it
really
is.
Appreciate, you know, really, yeah. No, listen, I'm a workaholic too. You know, and I appreciate the. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Alex.
And also your work ethic.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
I mean, this is one of the most important days of the NFL season.
Yeah, I'm not off like a Disney World or something like that.
I'm a fat moron.
Yeah, I'll tell you how committed I was to getting here. My back is improving. All right, it's better, but it's still not great. And I'm affected with my right leg. I think it's nerve issues. I got off that plane, and I was moving as fast as I've moved in months because I was committed.
Nice.
I got to find a way. And one other thing about this, and I did a lot of Ubers over the weekend, and I like Ubers. All good. But when I got to Newark, New Jersey, I said, now, I'm going old-fashioned.
You went old-school yellow taxi?
I'm going yellow taxi, and I'll tell you why. they know how to maneuver.
Yeah, they do.
And they don't care.
The city. They're not driving Teslas and nice Cadillacs. They're driving an old beat up Chevy, whatever.
That's right.
And they don't care. If they hit somebody, whatever. I'll keep going.
And that's what I want when I'm trying to get to work. So I got into that taxi. This guy's maneuvering. He's flying. And then he did something that's very awkward, but I rewarded him. He takes my credit card. I pay the bill. And he says, what would you like the tip to be? And I'm like, wait a second. When we leave tips, we're usually able to decide it on our own. We press a button. Yeah. This guy's asking me.
Right.
And I'm like, damn, I'm on the spot. But he did do a great job. I looked at him. I said, 30%.
Huh?
And he's like, really? I said, you're damn right. Look what you just did.
Right.
And he's like, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. But what if I didn't want to give him a big tip? Like, what if I thought the drive sucked? He would be pressuring me into a good tip.
Right.
So I thought that was weird. Don't you think that's weird?
That is a little bit weird. But I guess because it's a credit card, you have to decide right then. I guess you could do it after. But that's actually kind of annoying. He's sitting and waiting for you to do the tip.
So
just ask beforehand.
I know.
Is it crazy? I can still remember first coming to New York and you had to pay cash.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I can still remember having to pay cash.
The worst, bro.
Yeah.
The worst. Because then you were forced to leave a bigger tip because you're not going to ask for specific change.
That's right.
So if it's like 140 and you're like, I'm going to give him $200 and I'm not going to ask for a 10 and a 5 and a 2 and whatever. And you just give it to him.
Right.
But my taxi guy did a great job and we are here. And we'll be here for you all day until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Keep it right here. When the glass breaks, that means breaking news. When we come back, two important things. We'll get to your phone calls. Jet fans, how we feeling?